You're with Cape Talk.
This is John Matham on Afternoon Drive.
The book review. The Thriller is the latest by Michael Connelly, very, very well known and much loved thriller writer from the United States of America, lives and works and sets his thrillers in L.A. The latest one is called The Dark Hours, and it is the new Ballard and Bosch story. The main one of those two in this book is very definitely René Ballard, who has been working the midnight shift, the graveyard shift, for some time now because she dared to bring an accusation of sexual harassment against a senior officer, and she's punished for that by sending her to work in the middle of the night, which she actually really enjoys. And on New Year's Eve, at the end of one of the hardest years in history, hundreds of revelers shoot their guns into the air in what is apparently a time-honored LA tradition. Apparently this happens, that at midnight people stand, point their guns at the sky, and pull the trigger. I don't know if Alec Baldwin's one of them. But a man is shot in the middle of a crowded street party. And was he shot by a falling bullet, or was he shot by somebody who took advantage of the noise and the bullets to commit a deliberate and planned act of murder? And if that is the case, why? And René Ballard connects the bullet in that murder with an unsolved cold case which was last worked by Harry Bosch. And so she brings him in. And there is another set of crimes being perpetrated by what are dubbed the Midnight Men. Rape is very common, but rape by multiple perpetrators working together outside of the context of a gang rape is very unusual. And this is a pair that breaks into a female's apartment or her home, and they rape her and leave no forensic evidence besides at the scene. And inevitably, when you have a book where there are two crime channels, as it were, you begin to suspect that they are going to connect, and you sort of scratch your head going, how are these two going to come together? It's a Michael Connelly that kind of speaks for itself. One of the things that I found quite interesting about it is that he's the first thriller writer that has gone to the extent that he does in this book to bring COVID-19 and mask wearing and hand washing and social distancing and vaccination and all of those things into the book. And those sort of toxic masculinity police officers are the ones who refuse to be vaccinated and who refuse to wear a mask and mock the cowards who wear a mask and get vaccinated. And it's, you know, it's a very minor subplot, but it's there in a much more significant way than any thriller I can recall reading during the time of the pandemic. So it's good stuff, as all the Michael Connellys are. Michael Connelly, The Dark Hours. Sanjeev Sahota is an Anglo-Indian writer whose third novel, China Room, is now out. The first one, Hours Are the Streets, was, I think, around about 2012, 2013, and I think it was an absolutely brilliant book because it took the form of a kind of diary entry by a suicide bomber. And at the end, you didn't know whether he went ahead with the act. So the idea of the author was to introduce you to the kinds of social impacts which radicalize some and make them think about committing these gross acts of terrible violence. And it was a subtle and elegant and wonderful book. And his second book, which was shortlisted for the Booker in 2015, was called The Year of the Runways, and it was a very different book. It was larger than life, and it was filled with bravura in terms of literary style and characters, and it was a big and bursting at the seams kind of a book. And the third one, China Room, goes back much more to the delicacy of the first book. And it tells two stories, one of which is contemporary and one of which goes back nearly 100 years. And obviously there is a link, and it's fairly easy to guess what the link is, but I won't tell you. And the two stories happen in the Punjab area of India. And one of them is of a young man who's a heroin addict in the UK. And he goes back to the family property before he goes to university to see whether he takes a lot of important books with him and to see whether reading those books, learning those lessons in that place where his family had so much history will ease the tortured mind which has driven him to being a heroin addict. And the other story is of a young bride in rural Punjab in the late 1920s. She and her two sisters-in-law are married to three brothers in a single ceremony, and then they are kept in this room, which is called the China Room because of part of the decoration, and all they do is they cook and they clean, and every now and then they are summoned by their mother-in-law in the middle of the night to go and have sex with their husbands. And they don't know what their husbands look like because their husbands never talk to them while this act of intimacy, obviously not very intimate at all, is happening. And there's no finger pointing, there's no grandstanding, there are no big declarations of themes. It's just these characters in this setting living their quiet, delicate, but troubled lives. And the story is told most beautifully. I really enjoyed it. It's called China Room by Sanjeev, which is Sunjeev Sahota, Sahota. And then to finish with a couple of biographies, autobiographies, although each is written with the help of a ghostwriter. The one I enjoyed the least, well, not the least because there are only two of them, the one I enjoyed less than the other is Forever Young by Hayley Mills, a memoir, when she drops the dime on what it was like to be a teen star so young and captured in an image which was all about purity and youthfulness and that's kind of Disney thing. So she wasn't allowed any dark sides in her early career. And there were dark sides, alcoholism in the family, her own anorexia, stroke, bulimia. And I'm less... Why I say I preferred it less than the other one is because I'm more interested in rugby players than American actresses. But I think if Hollywood, and particularly Hollywood of that era, and if you remember some of the wonderful films in which Hayley Mills starred, Pollyanna, The Parent Trap, In Search of the Castaways, Whistle Down the Wind, if those sorts of movies are important to you, then I have no doubt that you will really enjoy her memoir, Forever Young, by Hayley Mills. And the rugby autobiography is Alan Wynne-Jones, the Welsh rugby captain who captained the Lions team to which toured South Africa earlier this year. It is called Belonging, and it does actually take in the Lions tour. So the book ends with his arrival back in the UK after the very disappointing series loss to the Springboks. And there are no big controversies. So he will occasionally say in his recounting of a particular match that we thought that pass which led to a try had gone forward, but he doesn't get into the whole Russie Erasmussen video. And generally throughout the book, he's not minded to shock or to try and be sensational and dig the dirt on opponents or on colleagues or on rugby management or anything like that. It is a story of a young man growing up in rural Wales for whom rugby was incredibly important and became even more important as he became a professional in it. And he's a man who doesn't like the media. He doesn't like media interviews. He hates media conferences. And he says, I'm a private man. He says, I'm a bit of a grumbling bastard, but I am who I am. And he finishes by saying, you might not like me any more now than you did when you started the book, but at least you know me better than you did. And that's what the book is about. Finding out what makes this interesting and I think rather lovely man tick. And for fans of sports biographies, this is, I think, a superior one. Belonging, the autobiography, Alan Wynne-Jones.